Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Today we're talking about care homes. And here to talk to us about it, I have Newton Solicitors Paul Hargreaves. You said that the spark that started this conversation was a BBC panorama on social care. Now, the social care and the care home industry is about to have a few changes and could be facing a few different problems. What are these problems, Paul, and what's imminent about to happen?
At a national level, there's an ageing population. So we have increasing demand for care. And this is not just being looked after in care homes, but a lot of the time is social care in the community where support's been provided. And this is, it's an area that, from a customer or client perspective, is a growing industry. There's a lot of work out there. But the issue is the funding of it. Last Monday there was the Panorama programme on social care, and that was more focus on contracts provided by companies to the local authorities to provide care in the community for adult care. The same issues happening with care homes is funding what is becoming increasingly expensive services with resources that are very stretched.
What are the big costs in having something like a care home?
Well, having a care home or providing care more externally, one of the biggest costs, as with many businesses, is staff. Yeah. And it is very much labour intensive. It's not something you can downsize with computers. It's not something else. You need people on the ground in the care homes. You need people going out to look after people in their homes.
That is essentially what care is.
Absolutely. It's one of the most personalised industries. You're looking after vulnerable people. And with last week's panorama, looking at the problems, the financial problems facing the sector, which has emphasised abuse in homes, neglect and other issues. So not only have you got something that's very labour-intensive, you're providing a service which has had necessarily become highly regulated.
It's had a shadow cast on it, hasn't it?
It has.
Well, probably a negative shadow, which isn't fair, because a lot of the time it's absolutely fine. But when that happens, they obviously have to up regulation and rules and ways of making sure the right thing is happening.
Whether they have to up them or not is one thing. Maybe it's a case of enforcing what's already there. Mm-hmm. But it's something that is always going to be sensitive. You've got most people who work in the care industry, certainly from the experiences I've had personally, are extremely good and have been very caring. But it is hard work, often long hours, often with regulations, and often dealing with people who, for physical or mental problems are now you need more care, more attention, and can be extremely challenging and difficult, frustrating. And there's not a lot of financial reward in it. There's not a lot of money in this sector. So perhaps it can be harder to recruit. And you can't recruit anyone. There's various checks that have to be done, and there's training to provide the service and meet the regulations. And also, if you're running a business, you often have to employ people to carry out what is often heavy administration, heavy regulation. So that this puts extra burdens on.
And increases the cost.
Increases the cost. Now, from an employment perspective, which is the area I work in, when you're working on tight margins, the stresses of holiday pay, the risks of unfair dismissals, and those issues which arise, especially when you're having to often take disciplinary action against staff or dealing with complaints, can be quite prevalent. But at a practical level, there's been other issues with a competing pressure. If you want to look after staff, and these are people who are working often very hard, long hours, and they want security. But with that comes extra costs. And there's been a recent case a couple of years ago, I think in the Gisborough area, not too far from here. Mm. And that was related to home care. And the company were paid for when their workers were in the homes of the various customers.
So as soon as you walk through the front door to the moment you leave the door?
That's when the company were getting paid for the services provided.
Yeah.
The issue was the travel time counted. Now, going between appointments, clearly travel time, they can't do anything else. They're working, and it was found that it should be counted. But I have a huge sympathy as well for the employer, who's having to pay extra, significant extra costs. It's not just we've got increase in living wage, but you're looking at a situation where, in cases they're having to pay for longer hours, costs that often aren't being met by the provider, which in many cases will be the local authority, who themselves are facing their own challenges.
Is there any way that pensions are going to be affecting this?
Well, the raising the pension age is obviously being done to try to help meet these challenges directly. Mm-hmm. And there's now, to help people fund for the future, employers are now being required to contribute more proactively in the pension, and they're required to make pension payments. Now, this is, you know, there's a lot of sense to this proposal, but of course it's another big cost for the employer, especially on tight margins. So while there's a long-term strategy to it, it does again cause problems and can increase costs.
And what is it about to change? I know that there's Brexit. A lot of it is about to be triggered over the next month or so. Is that going to affect the care industry at all?
Again, that's the million-dollar question that no one quite knows the answer to. But there's certainly a number of potential implications. Much will depend on what agreement is reached. There is the issue of moving to people, and that's going to be central. A lot of staff, especially in these areas, come from Europe or come from overseas. If there's a significant change, then that could affect the worker supply that is to carry out these jobs.
If there are people who want a bit more information on this, you know, whether they are in the care industry, whether they run a company in the care industry, or if it's just employment, because that's what you do, Paul, how do they get in touch and how do they find out more?
Well, you can either contact myself, Paul Hargreaves, or one of my colleagues, Oliver Hebden, or Malcolm Jones at Newtons. You can look at us on the website, which is newtons.co.uk. In terms of other areas, it's not just employment, obviously. Our commercial teams, if you're looking to start in this business or set up, James Towler at Knaresborough would be a point of contact. Another issue that comes from it more personalised is, of course, you may have concerns about elderly relatives. You may be looking to plan for your own future. Our private lawyers can assist with.
You are covering the spectrum then, Paul, aren't you? Thank you very much for coming in. And we will keep everyone updated as well, and probably touch on this again in a few months' time when Brexit has happened.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.